Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be Jumanji Tim.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? It is the day that you have been waiting for. It's all been building and leading up to this. It's the biggest sporting event in town. You know it. It's coming up. It is Scott Hartnell Appreciation Night here with the Flyers. Coming up, Hartsy makes his return to the Wells Fargo Center. We'll bring you the action right here on 97.5. The Fanatic. Of course, plenty of hockey to get to, and we can certainly do that because we haven't talked really much since the aftermath of the Carter Hart victory, Scott Gordon's first victory, and everything else. However, we do have a couple of things that we need to get into, and they are quarterback-related. Because I saw something today that just drove me to like wonder what in the world is going on in Philadelphia. And this is coming from Tim McManus. You know him, you love him, you hear him here, you know that he's as plugged in as anybody else. Okay? There's a picture from T-Mac of Chris Long's locker. And if you didn't see this, did you see this, Dylan? There's a... Dylan McKinnon's my producer today. Chris Long has literally a shrine to Nick Foles in his locker.
What?
Okay. I'm talking, there are like liturgical looking candles in there. There are little candles too that look like you'd put them in jack-o'-lanterns. There's the Nick Foles book, Believe It, front and center. And then oddly, off to the left side, and maybe it's from their time together. I'm trying to think. Was there a crossover? Either way, there's a picture of Nick Foles in a Rams jersey off to the left side. Like, there's not enough pictures of Nick Foles in an Eagles jersey. Now, he's trying to keep the good vibes going. He assembled on his locker room shelf. And so he was trying to tell Fletcher Cox to light the candles inside the stall. Wanted him to light the big ones, not the little ones. What? This is what Chris Long said. By the way, my powers are back, as you can see, Dylan. I made it for him. I made him see it. I just don't think he likes the attention, but it's not about attention. It's about energy. Give him some good energy. It's going to work. He always shows up big for us.
King and his kingdom.
What is happening in Philadelphia right now? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm as excited as anybody else about the win over the Rams extending the Eagles season. I'm excited about the possibility of meaningful football. Because let's face it, full honesty, I did not expect the Eagles to be playing a meaningful game this week a month ago. A month ago, I was like, yeah, this is cooked. And big picture, I'm still not sure how meaningful this game is when I look at the rest of the league. However, the fact that mathematically you're still in theory, you control a lot of your own destiny, that kind of leads me to believe that this is going to be at least an interesting watch. And I had the thought percolating in my mind because I read an Athletic article from Shio Kapadia talking about things that Carson Wentz does worse than Nick Foles. Are there things that Foles does that are superior to things that Carson Wentz does? Because that's been the conversation that's been dominating the airwaves. I heard you talking about it earlier on 97.5 The Fanatic today, and we're going to get into some of it as well during this run-up to the Flyers game, and of course a little bit afterwards. But I got to thinking that there's some level of confidence about this game that maybe didn't exist before. And people are calling and talking about the idea that they have confidence, more confidence now, that Nick Foles is the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles than Carson Wentz, if Carson Wentz were to be playing in this game. And I've been trying to keep up. I've been trying to take notes. I've been trying to keep track of people's points. I've been trying to trace this thing. And we're going to get into it, because I do think that there's something to be said if you feel confident with regard to this game in particular. If there's something that you see and you're like, okay, well, you know, Nick Foles is healthy. Carson Wentz wasn't healthy. I'd rather have a healthy quarterback in there than an unhealthy quarterback, and we'll just see what happens. But by and large, like, this has started, and I assume that it's a vocal minority, but the minority is very, very vocal. There are some that are thinking, okay, well, this is a guy who you can make the highest paid player, certainly the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, and he's been injury prone and things like that. Should the Eagles potentially give it one more run with Nicky Six and then try to find another quarterback or try to re-sign Wentz later? And my head is just spinning and exploding. I can't understand how we would get here. So here's what we're going to do. Over the course of this hour, we've got two main objectives. First of all, I want to hear from you confidence levels wise with respect to this game in particular against the Houston Texans coming up. Do you feel more confident with Nick Foles under center than you would have with Carson Wentz, knowing big picture all of the information that you have about the two quarterbacks from this season? But also, we are going to go point by point, because I have written down the things that I have heard that Nick Foles does better than Carson Wentz does. I've heard callers say them, and The Athletic has gathered the stats for us. We will investigate the statistics. We will dive in and see if the numbers actually meet out what we're talking about, or if we're just fooling ourselves. We're going to get into all of that. That's all coming up during the 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. I am Joe Torti. Sit tight if you're on the phones. We'll get to you next. 610-632-0975. Follow the show on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5. The Fanatic. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Joe Torti on 97.5, The Fanatic. Oh, so your plans fell through the Friday morning of Super Bowl weekend. Oh. Don't worry, we've got a reason for you to still drink beers at 6 a.m. Yeah. On Friday, February 1st, join Farsetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen.
Want to play? Here's how.
Go to 97.5thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage.
Want
to
party? Here's how.
Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download your free tickets now. 97.5 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Barzetta and Trey. Friday, February 1st at the Mets. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 97.5. The Fanatic.
The greatest gift you can give your family this holiday season is the gift of sobriety. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. I was absolutely drinking to die. My son was extremely concerned about his mother. I can remember one day my son waking me up at 7 years old and saying to me, "Mommy, do you want to die?" And I looked right at him and said, "Yes." My mother saw how bad my addiction was, and she saw that I couldn't stop. And the next morning, she drove me to Recovery Centers of America. And I know that when my mother left me there that day, that she felt like everything was going to be all right, and she finally was able to have some peace of mind. I had been in Recovery Centers of America for 28 days, and my life today has purpose. I'm able to be a mother. I'm able to be a daughter. I'm able to be a part of all the milestones in my family's life today.
Recovery Centers of America has locations nearby in Devon, Pennsylvania, and Mays Landing, New Jersey. Call now, 1-800-RECOVERY.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pool your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, go see Angelo and the team at Family & Company. They'll walk you through every step of the process and help you pick out the perfect ring. The holiday season is here, so fill her stocking with something she will never forget. A beautiful ring from Family & Company. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter, so make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel, ride down to the game with free lift credits, and chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday and book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Need help picking out a wine for a holiday dinner or party? Then head over to your nearest PA Fine Wine and Good Spirits store, where you'll find some great prices on a variety of Behringer Maine and Vine Cabernet, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, Red Crush, and White Zinfandel from Treasury Wine Estates, all for just $9.99. Happy holidays from your friends at Treasury Wine Estates. Please drink responsibly.
That's music to every basketball fan's ears. And this season, you can get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book, taking over 1 million bets a day, and now taking bets on basketball in New Jersey. So bet now on the app or at williamhill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community. Natalie here for Citrus Salon and Spa in Bluebell. This holiday season, give your loved one a little time for themselves at the beautiful Citrus Salon and Day Spa in Bluebell. Don't stress out trying to figure out the perfect gift. I'll make it real easy for you. Visit Citrus on Route 202 in Bluebell, PA. Get their half day Kissing Santa package or try the new Naughty or Nice package. Give the gift of relaxation. Be unforgettable. Call Citrus Salon and Day Spa to order your gift today at 610-277-HAIR. That's 610-277-HAIR or order online at citrussalonspa.com.
Nobody beats a Jeff Deere.
Here's why to buy from Jeff D'Ambrosio in Destination Downingtown. Simply put, Jeff does truck buying better. Better selection, better payments, and better trade-in values. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save up to $15,000 on Ram trucks or get payments as low as $149 per month. Find the best deals of the year right now at number one Jeff D'Ambrosio. Shop 24-7 at GoJeffAuto.com. No one beats a Jeff deal guarantee.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
2019 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4, $149 per month lease with $49.95 down, 10K miles per year, tax additional, must be in current lease with approved credit.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until Flyers hockey at 7 o'clock. And, of course, after the game, I will be on with you until midnight, 610-632-0975. Your phone number to join the conversation. Discussing the Nick Foles question, big picture and little picture. Because I've heard a lot of people talking about all of the things that he does well. I've heard people talking about things that he does better than Carson Wentz. We're going to explore whether these stats merit that out. And, of course, we're going to find out what your confidence level is now heading into this game against the Houston Texans. Do you feel more confident now with Nick Foles at the reins? Do you think something magical is going to happen? Because Chris Long sure as anything does. Let's go to John and Gladwin next on The Fanatic. What's happening, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
I got 3 points if I can get them in.
Sure.
Number one, I don't think these are up for dispute. Nick Foles does not hold the ball as long as Carson Wentz. We know that. That's factual.
Okay. According to what facts?
It's been pointed out by Sal Palantonio and others that he doesn't hold the ball as long. They broke it down to seconds.
Well, the numbers that I have here don't suggest that, so maybe you'd be surprised. But
well, in the Ram game anyway.
Yeah, in the Ram game, he was way faster than even his career average. That's absolutely true, 100%.
But they didn't lay a glove on him in the playoffs, barely. Okay, so
true.
Okay, the other thing is, going into this season, I don't know about now, he was the number one in deep ball amongst active quarterbacks. Nick Foles. Throwing deep ball
completion percentage?
That I'm not sure whether it was yards, percentage, okay, whatever, but he was number one.
Okay. Yeah, we can certainly look into that. Okay.
Yeah, amongst active quarterbacks. The other thing is, do people realize that Carson Wentz right now is not the quarterback he was a year ago?
Right.
His mobility's not the same. His deep ball accuracy has taken the back seat. Even his swing passes and throws in the flats are off. He's not the same quarterback. And the other thing that really bugged me is on the afternoon show, they go back to Nick Foles earlier in the year when he played the 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
Total misinformation on the Tampa game.
What do you mean?
They left out the fact that Jefferson wasn't playing, or Jeffries wasn't playing. Wallace didn't play in the Tampa game. Jeffries didn't play in the Atlanta game either.
Well, Wallace played in the Tampa game.
No, he got hurt.
He got hurt in the game. Yeah, but he still played in it.
Well, it was like first quarter.
Well, I know. I hear you, John. But thanks for the phone call. As long as we're being factual, I want to keep it factual. Okay, John hit on, we'll call it 1 for 3, if you look at the actual, what the statistics mete out. Let's get to what was correct. One thing that Nick Foles absolutely 100% does better than Carson Wentz is that he does not take sacks. Negative plays crush the Eagles all year this year. Since the start of the 2017 season, playoffs included, Wentz has been sacked on 6.6% of his dropbacks, Foles at 3.6% of the dropbacks, so like half the time. Just this year, Wentz is at 7.2% and Foles is at 4.2%. It sounds like a small amount, but it makes a difference. Like, you think about how little margin for error there is. A sack's a drive killer most of the time. So if you get sacked one more time than the other guy, that can make a difference. That's something that John hit dead on the head. With respect to the deep ball, the average, I believe, for completion percentage for the deep ball hovers right around 45% NFL-wide in terms of the deep ball. In the Eagles game, the Rams game, Foles completed 3 of 4 for 112 yards downfield. That was a season high. He doesn't throw deeper more often than Wentz. Wentz throws it 11% of the time deep, 20 yards or more. Foles is under 11 at 10.6. Oh, Joe, what's the difference? Well, the difference is that people say that Foles throws downfield way more. Even if you go back to last year and include the playoffs, Wentz still has thrown more passes downfield, 12.7%, 12.2%, so that doesn't hold up either. The difference in accuracy, like I said, and I looked this up, the average, it's like 43-44%. Wentz has a completion percentage of 35.5% on downfield throws since the start of last year. Not good. But Nick Foles is at 38.5%. Also not great. So those are some early things that we'll look at. But so far, what's fact and fiction? Statistically speaking, the time to throw the ball, holds on to the ball. We didn't talk about that. And we'll get right back to the phones after I share this with you. Because this is the one that, you know, I found to be the most interesting. In the Rams game, Foles got the ball out on average 2.5 seconds. Really, really good. However, since the start of 2017, and once again, playoffs included, Foles has taken on average 2.81 seconds to get rid of the ball, which is longer than Carson Wentz, 2.69 during that same span. So what have we learned? Nick Foles, statistically, has taken fewer sacks. However, he is not more accurate on the deep ball. He does not throw the deep ball more. He does not get rid of the ball more quickly. Was there another thing? No, that was it. Those are the four things. So far, so good. We're making our way through this. And by the way, all of these stats are courtesy of Sport Radar by way of The Athletic. I went to try to independently verify these, and it appears that Sport Radar is some kind of like subscription service for media outlets and things like that. And I don't have that kind of scratch. So I'm just trusting the fact that The Athletic is good. They do their job. And I am assuming that the stats they use are good. If people point out other stats, I will certainly bring them into the conversation as well. Tweet them to me at Joe Torti. Let's go to John in South Philly. What's going on, John?
Yo, what's up, Joe? How you doing, brother?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, man. Dude, do you think... I got a question for you. Actually, I got a few things, but my first question is, do you think the guys on the team like Foles more than they like Wentz?
I don't know if it's a popularity
contest. I would
say
no.
I think they really like both of the guys. I think they really do.
McNabb says no, so...
No. Well, you know, we'll have to yield to number five on this one, I guess, John.
Yeah, five.
Number
always
five,
love you.
We'll always love
there
you.
There it is. There it is. I was waiting for it. So, I don't know, man. Putting up the shrine and all that. If you're Wentz, you got to feel a little disrespected, right?
Well, here's the thing, right? I've pointed this out before. People say that I'm like a jerk for saying this. I think it's stupid that they have a statue of Nick Foles and Doug Peterson. At,
so do I.
Like outside of the lane. Because Carson Wentz has to look at that all the time.
I
like
totally,
that's
I
a
totally
terrible
agree.
Idea. So.
Totally agree. I mean, I don't even know why we're even having this conversation all week long. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
can't help it. It's crazy.
Like, I understand. Like, you know what I mean? But here's the thing you got to look at, too. Like, he comes in, he plays well against the Rams. He's not a sustainable guy. He's not going to, like, I hope he does for my sake because I'm a fan, but we're not going to the Super Bowl again with Nick Foles. Come on, man. It was a one-time deal. We gave it up. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like there was some kind of deal with the devil that was made, John. So something happened. Thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
You know, I'm looking at the stats that we were talking about and the things that we were looking at. It's interesting to me because some of it was surprising to me. I didn't know for sure what was going to end up being true and what was going to end up being false. I know that we know what the stories are, but you know, I was curious to see about these stats. So I was excited to see that the numbers told like a little bit of a different story than maybe we expected to see earlier. 610-632-0975. We're going to get into whether that's real or not. But I've talked about that, too. I think the statue... people crush me all the time. So they're like, oh, you're giving up on the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. I got crushed for it before. I think that there's something to the fact that Carson Wentz has to walk past that all the time. That he's looking at it and he's seeing that, hey, not only is there a... you know, a statue to the head coach, which I think is weird, you know, because the coach is still coaching and still the story of Doug Peterson is still yet to be written as far as I'm concerned. But then you look at the fact that Nick Foles is there with him. I think that says something else. Let's go to Joey in Philly next on the Fanatic. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Joe Torti. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. So, yeah, listen, I'm a Nick Foles guy, and I have two key points to validate why I feel the way I feel.
Okay.
So, first point, this season is much different than last season, because when Foles stepped in, the Eagles, due to Carson Wentz, already clinched home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Now, Nick still had to win the playoff games, the championship game, and the Super Bowl, of course.
True.
But which he did. But this season, he's taken over at 6-7, where we're pretty much dead in the water of even making the playoffs. So if he even makes it to the NFC Championship game this year, I move forward with him. That's my first point.
Move forward how? What do you mean?
Move forward as in he starts next year. Like, I want to move forward with him.
Well, he's not under contract, so that would mean what? You're either franchise tagging him or giving him a deal. What are you going to do with Carson Wentz?
Listen, it's a big if. If we make it to the NFC Championship game, like, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, if it happens. But my second point is, looking at both of their careers as a whole, Nick Foles has played 39 games, been to the Pro Bowl, won a Super Bowl, 62 touchdowns to 31 interceptions. Carson Wentz has played 40 games, 70 touchdowns to 28 interceptions. No playoff games. To me, you have to look at that and say, well, and Nick Foles is being a little discredited right now.
Well, I mean, do you think that it's fair to look at it and be like, look at all these playoff games that Nick Foles has, and look at all these playoff games that Carson Wentz doesn't have when he was an MVP candidate last year, and there's no chance that Nick Foles has any of those playoff games if Carson Wentz isn't the quarterback for the first 13 weeks?
Well, no, that's a valid point, but, you know, again, we don't know that. He's played 39 games, Carson's played 40, and their numbers are damn near close to each other.
Well, that's the truth, but to be fair, Nick Foles is 29 years old. He's had a lot of time to accumulate that, too, right?
Sure, but he's still young. That's my point. He is still young, and he has, like, 5 more years of good football left in him. And I just want to see how far he takes his team, step in at 6-7, because that's really going to make my mind up.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a test, Joey. Hey, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, 62 touchdowns, 31 interceptions. That's a 2-1 ratio. For Nick Foles. We'll see. There's a lot of ground that needs to be covered before we have the Nick Foles commitment conversation. I don't know. I know the people are Nick Foles fans in this town, and I'm not trying to take away anything that he did, giving the Super Bowl back or anything like that. No chance. But people are saying, I can't believe we have to have this conversation. Then the next phone call is somebody who's saying, if Nick Foles takes you to the NFC Championship game, he's your guy, and Carson Wentz is out on the street. 610-632-0975. Grab that one open phone line while you can. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
At Cardisco and Sale, my buddy John Cardisco and his personal injury team have made a commitment to never stop fighting for the injured people of the Delaware Valley. If you've been hurt as a result of an auto accident or at work, you need to hire a law firm that not only puts you first, but truly understands the complex process of an injury case. Personal injury law is all they do at Cardisco and Sale, and they've been doing it successfully for over 30 years. People from all over the Delaware Valley trust Cardisco and Sale as their go-to injury lawyers, including members of the Philadelphia FOP, PSEA, Sheet Metals Worker Local 19, Laborers 57 and 135, and Roofers Local 30. Cardisco and Sale has earned their commitment because they've proven they'll fight for you until the end and achieve the results you deserve. So if you or someone you care about has been hurt, call Cardisco and Sale today. You can learn more about how Cardisco and Sale has helped others and check out their hundreds of 5-star reviews and testimonials from past injury clients. Do it right now. Just visit CardiscoSale.com. That's Cardisco, CORDISCO, Sale, SAILE.com.
How to buy an engagement ring. Step 1. Place the index finger of your right hand inside your right ear. Step 2. Place another finger inside your left ear. And step 3. Don't remove them until you place yourself inside Benari Jewelers. Because you'll be getting a lot of bad advice from friends, relatives, and even other stores. And you need to not listen to any of it. Instead, give an ear to the diamond experts at Benari Jewelers. Unlike your Aunt Dorothy, we know quality from junk. Unlike your buddy Steve, who can only remember 2 of the 4 C's of diamond buying, we can explain them all. And unlike that guy, Vince, who sells generic rings from the back of his 1987 conversion van, we carry the latest styles and one-of-a-kind designs. So if you're ready to hear some good advice, come to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Hey, Flyers fans. Shawnee Hill here with Gritty. Looking for the perfect gift for the holiday season? Grab a Flyers Santa sack today. Every Santa sack includes a pair of Flyers tickets, an autographed puck, a bonus pair of Wings tickets. Yeah, I was just getting to that, Gritty. Each Santa sack also includes an exclusive collectible Gritty Christmas ornament. Add a little grit to your holidays with Flyers Santa sacks. Get yours now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sometimes the smallest things can mean the most. Show her how you feel with Red Bow Deals at JCPenney. Dazzling jewelry gifts that come all wrapped up and ready to give. Hurry in now for up to 80% off Red Bow Deals in fine jewelry. Plus, enjoy amazing deals like half-carat total weight diamond hoops or bracelet for $49.99 when you take 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 12/20 to 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear. More driven.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Believe it or not, but the Birds' playoff chances are very much alive. After a huge upset win in L.A., other teams around the league helped increase their odds. Dallas losing to Indianapolis puts Philly just one game back in the NFC East, and a Seattle loss to San Fran puts them one game back for the first wildcard spot. The Birds will need to rely on Nick Foles again this Sunday as they gear up to face Houston in South Philadelphia.
The Birds' Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Philly's official Sixers station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti Show. 97.5. The Fanatic. Dylan McKinnon is producing. Let's get as many of these calls in as we can before taking you into Flyers hockey. We'll go to Lou next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Lou?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Just want to talk about this Foles and Wentz. Number one, I don't think Foles is as good as, or Wentz is as good as people think. I kind of compare him to like a Matt Ryan, maybe a little more mobile Matt Ryan. That's number one. I think they're playing a lot looser with Foles, but then again, I would also say that he, like, one of the other callers said he can come in with, you know, he comes in with less pressure on him as well because, like I said, his season was almost left for dead. I don't know. It seems like Wentz isn't, he's not seeing the field this year. He's not spraying the ball.
I agree. Don't you think that some of that, Lou, probably has to do, though, with the injury and the fact that, you know, he can't move as well. He's thinking about his injury, everything else.
I don't know. I mean, how injured is he, though? Is he really that injured? Or is he
fractured back, I mean.
I've played sports. I've had some lumbar injuries. How bad is the back, did they say?
They said it's a fractured vertebrae.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that can have an effect on it, but I also think he's feeling a little bit of the heat from last year from the performance that Foles put out, which is expected. I mean, wouldn't you say?
Well, I mean, I think that when you give a guy a statue, he's the talk of the town, Lou. Thanks for the phone call. Sure. So, yeah, I think that Carson Wentz wanted to be back. I think the Eagles went 1-1 in their first two games. They were like, yeah, hey, Carson, you should come back because we just lost to the freaking Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then, you know, by the way, Wentz had a fine statistical season up until like the very last couple of weeks here where things kind of went sideways. I would argue against the idea, though, that the Eagles just kind of hum better and operate better with Nick Foles. I don't think that that's the case, and I don't think the stats merit that out. Wentz averages 7.7 yards per attempt and 6.6 net yards per pass play. Each of those respectively is about a yard plus better than Nick Foles, averaging 6.4 yards per attempt and 5.9 net yards per pass play. Now, if you want to make the argument that the team plays better because they run the ball more and that's part of the game plan with Nick Foles, that's fine. I think that Carson Wentz is far better than Matt Ryan, far better than a more mobile Matt Ryan. And by the way, I should have said this too, because people bring up the Pro Bowl for Nick Foles as if the Pro Bowl means anything. But as long as we're counting fantasy stuff and nonsense statistics, Carson Wentz was the top vote getter in the NFC last year for the Pro Bowl, despite tearing his ACL. So he wasn't even in it. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Charles in the Northeast next on the Fanatic. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Awesome. Thanks.
Joe, enjoying the show as always, but you tend to annoy me. Listen, I agree Wentz is starting quarterback going forward. I don't dispute that. But a couple of things about Nick Foles that I can sense you don't like Nick Foles, Joe, but here's a couple of facts and quick opinion.
No, I don't dislike him. That's not
true. Okay, that's fine. But that's fine. But the fact is, this year, the offense has flowed better with Nick Foles than Carson Wentz. I'm sorry.
By what metric?
To me, it just flows better. It's the eye test, Joe. You can go statistics all you want. The eye test, to me, it's flowed better with Nick Foles than Carson Wentz.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
Also, another fact. Nick Foles is a better starting record as Eagles quarterback than Carson Wentz. That's a fact. Now, here's two more quick opinions for you. In my opinion, Nick Foles does throw a better deep ball than Carson Wentz. It's a more accurate deep ball, and it's a better deep ball, in my opinion. And here's another fact. Carson Wentz might have got the Eagles to the playoffs, and I appreciate him for that. But you can't tell me, nobody else can tell me, the Eagles would have won that Super Bowl without Nick Foles.
There's no way of knowing. Huh? There's no way of knowing.
What do you mean there's no way of knowing? You tell me this, Joe. You tell me if you think Wentz, look at Nick Foles' statistics in the Minnesota game and the New England game. You tell me right now if you think Carson Wentz or any other quarterback could have played better than Nick Foles.
No, better? Probably not. But I know that I saw Carson Wentz put 50 on the Cardinals, put 50 on the Broncos, who had a ferocious defense. I mean, better? I don't know. I think he could have done as well.
I saw Nick Foles do it on the biggest stage, put up 38 points or 31 points on a great Minnesota defense. I saw him put up, go against Tom Brady, mile and mano, and beat Tom Brady. So you can in fantasy land, you can think Carson Wentz could have done that, but the fact is Nick Foles did it.
How do you know that he could not have? How do you know that Carson Wentz could not have?
I don't know he could have not, but I know Nick Foles did. That's the fact.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that either. You're saying that there's no evidence that we could have won it without Nick Foles. I'm saying that there's no evidence that Carson Wentz couldn't have gotten that done based on his MVP campaign.
There's a little bit of evidence on this year when he had the ball laid in his hands on a couple drives and didn't get it done. There's a little bit of evidence.
That's the truth. And has Nick Foles converted every single fourth quarter comeback that he's ever had the opportunity to in his career?
Nobody's converted more than Carson Wentz.
Charles, I think you'd be surprised. My favorite part, and I welcome opinions on this show, my favorite part is that people introduce it, and Charles isn't the only one who does this. I say, well, what's the stat basis? Where do you get this? He says, this is my opinion. I'm like, okay, that's fine. He says, all right, that's fact number one. I'm like, hold on, time out. We jumped over the bridge from opinion to fact so quickly. I didn't agree on that common ground there in that discussion. I mean, you can say all you want about whether something looks better or plays, whatever, but the numbers are what they are. Like, the Eagles averaged fewer yards per pass play, fewer yards per pass attempt with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. He doesn't take more deep balls, shots. He doesn't throw a more accurate deep ball, at least in terms of completion percentage. Now, maybe there's a case where he throws it dead on the money and people are dropping it and they don't drop it for Carson Wentz and that makes up for the statistical difference. I don't know. I'm not diving into this thing that deeply. But I'm just saying that there's a lot of things that we look at here and just say, oh yeah, well, we just assume that from the eye test, all these are better. Like, we assume because of the Rams game that we just saw that Nick Foles gets rid of the ball faster than Carson Wentz. The stats don't meet that out. Just like we, for some reason, make this connection that last year, because Nick Foles ripped it up, that he came in and demolished the Rams as if he didn't throw for 270 yards and no touchdowns. And I've talked about this before, that I like Nick Foles, so that was another falsehood that Charles fostered, that Foles, in my opinion, is an 8-8 quarterback. He has a high ceiling and a low floor. He is a high variance quarterback. I don't think that Carson Wentz is a high variance quarterback. I think that his floor is way higher than Nick Foles' floor. So it doesn't actually matter, even a little bit, whether Carson Wentz's ceiling is higher than Nick Foles. I actually don't care about that. We've seen Matthew Stafford and Matt Ryan and all of these other secondary quarterbacks get really hot and put up big time numbers. You've also seen Matt Ryan and Matt Stafford totally, their teams lose games because of them, not on one drive, but because they have four interceptions in a game or three interceptions in a game. That's what you look at. And that's what I'm looking at when I say, all right, yeah, did Nick Foles play really, really well during the playoffs last year? Absolutely he did. I've also seen what bad Nick Foles looks like. And if, by the way, if we've already seen bad Carson Wentz, if this is what bad Carson Wentz looks like, I'll take it. If he puts together 16 games with the same level of production that he was on pace to put in this year, he's the highest paid player in the NFL. You realize that? There's no doubt. Sam and Broomall's up next on The Fanatic. Hey, Sam.
Hey, what's going on? It's actually Stan.
Sorry about that, Stan.
No, it's cool, it's cool. But real quick, man, the last few callers are bugging, man. And I'm going to tell you why. The fact of the matter is this. You want to talk about facts. And fact number one is that Carson Wentz is only in his third year. So the fact that he's in his third year and Nick Foles is in his what year and they played the same amount of games just about, that's telling to me.
Yeah.
That's telling you one guy is better than the other at an earlier stage in his career. Point blank, period. Listen, I just like you, I like Nick. And this is my philosophy when it comes to Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz has years left in him. Nick Foles has games left in him. That's point blank what it is.
Sure.
Nick Foles is going to win you some games, as he should, as a backup quarterback, and you would love to have a guy the caliber that he is, because he's going to be better than a lot of backups, to the point where you can say he could start on a few teams. No argument with that.
Right.
But to sit here and try to get into, oh, I've seen him do this, that, and the third. Well, we've also, like you said, seen Nick Foles not do so well. He didn't look that good against the Raiders.
No.
You know, he didn't look that great against the Giants. People were sitting there saying, we're not going to go anywhere after those games. Then he played well, and then you thought otherwise. What were people saying after the first 2 weeks this season? Oh, it's time to get Wentz back in there. And you brought him back in there, and the guy's coming off of an ACL, LCL injury.
Yep.
Like, come on, man. Stop acting like, you know, Wentz just all of a sudden is trash for no reason. Like, he's actually, like you said, had a pretty good season. He just got hurt, and he's been playing hurt the whole time. Can't plant. I can almost guarantee he comes back next year and doesn't play with the brace, and I think his confidence level. Real quick before I get off.
Yeah.
You got to look at it like this. Their style of play is a little bit different as well. Nick Foles, being where he is in his career, knows what he does and what he does well. He understands he's limited as far as athleticism goes. So when he's in the pocket, I think his pocket presence is slightly better at this point, only because he knows I have to get rid of the ball
because
I'm not going to be able to elude guys. Wentz, I think, in the back of his mind, has eluded guys so much in his career so far that he thinks he can do it every play.
Yeah, he's got
it
in his back pocket.
He can do it every play. Yeah, he thinks he can do it. He doesn't step up into the pocket or make those moves that you think he should right now, because he's still in the back of his mind thinking, you know what, even if they grab a hold of me, I can still get this off. Kind of like Big Ben.
Right, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And thanks for the phone call, Stan. That's a good comparison. Here's what I'll say, by the way. You're a Nick Foles hater. I'd rather have a quarterback that can randomly throw for four touchdowns in a game as a backup rather than a standard one touchdown, one interception quarterback like you're going to get on a lot of teams. Certainly not that I dislike Nick Foles. Let's go to Alex in Frankfurt up next on The Fanatic. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Joe Torty. How are you, sir?
Tremendous. How are you, Alex?
All right. Yeah, one of your callers, I mean, that caller made a very valid point. You know, each quarterback has his strength, and each quarterback has his weaknesses. Me, personally, right now, whoever gets us to the dance is whoever gets us to the dance. And right now, personally, right now, it's Nick Foles until Carson Wentz gets better.
Right,
I said it yesterday that, you know, I mean, that caller really summed it up real well. You know, I mean, you use Nick Foles for what you're using for, but Carson Wentz is the future. I mean, simple as that. Nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else.
And both guys, Alex, you're right. Both guys are there to do a job, and that's the thing. They both understand their jobs, and that's core to this. Thanks for the phone call, Alex. I'm sorry, I got to run for the Flyers. That's core to this. Carson Wentz is there to be the starting quarterback. Nick Foles is there to be the backup. When you're the backup, that means for whatever reason, when the starter's not in, you're in. You're the guy. That's the difference. Sorry to everybody who did not get in today. We had an abbreviated show, but I will be back on the air after the Flyers game. We'll continue this conversation, so I'm looking forward to talking to you then. Thanks to everybody who did call and tweeted in. Thanks to Dylan McKinnon, my producer. I will be back on the air after the game. Enjoy Flyers Predators right now on The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.